KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski and Michigan State's Tom Izzo are back in the Final Four. The Blue Devils ended Gonzaga's run in the NCAA men's basketball tournament after the Spartans ousted Louisville. Freshman Justice Winslow drained a pair of three-pointers down the stretch and finished with 16 points as top seed Duke beat Gonzaga 66-52 to win the South region. The Blue Devils turned a four-point second-half deficit into a 60-51 lead once Winslow hit a tray with 2:28 remaining. Matt Jones finished with 16 points for Duke, which is in the Final Four for the first time since its title run in 2010. Tyus Jones had 15 points for the Blue Devils, while fellow freshman Jahlil Okafor chipped in 9 points and 8 rebounds. Krzyzewski heads to the Final Four for the 12th time, matching UCLA's John Wooden for the most by a head coach. Kyle Wilcher had 16 points for the Bulldogs, who were seeking their first trip to the national semifinals. Michigan State captured the East region as the seventh seed, knocking off Louisville 76-70 in overtime. Bryn Forbes opened OT with a three-pointer that put the Spartans ahead to stay. Travis Trice paced the Spartans with 17 points. Denzel Valentine added 15, and Forbes wound up with 14 as the Spartans won for the 12th time in their last 15 games. Izzo has led Michigan State to 7 Final Fours, including the 2000 National Championship. Wayne Blackshear scored 28 for Louisville, which was trying for its third Final Four berth in 4 years. Duke and Michigan State will open up the semifinals on Saturday in Indianapolis before top-ranked and unbeaten Kentucky takes on number one seed Wisconsin. In other college basketball news, Dave Leto returns as the men's basketball coach at DePaul, where he was 143-129 with 3 postseason tournament appearances from 2002 to 2005. He replaces Oliver Purnell, who resigned this month after leading the Blue Demons to a 54-105 record in his 5 seasons. Leto was an assistant to Frank Haith the past 3 seasons at Missouri and Tulsa. Fired Texas basketball coach Rick Barnes says athletic director Steve Patterson told him a week ago that he'd return for another season, but some things changed. Barnes said at a news conference he was shocked by what he said were athletic department leaks to the media in recent days that he was being pressured to fire his assistant coaches to save his own job. Barnes says he refused staff members' offers to quit. South Carolina and Notre Dame have reached the Final Four in women's basketball. The top-seeded Gamecocks are in the semifinals for the first time after Tiffany Mitchell scored 7 of her 21 points in the final 2 minutes on an 80-74 comeback win against Florida State in the Greensboro Regional Final. South Carolina trailed by 10 in the first half and didn't go ahead to stay until Mitchell's drive made it 69-67 with just under 2 minutes left. Lindsey Allen scored 23 points to help top-seeded Notre Dame defeat Baylor 77-68 in the Oklahoma City Regional Final. Allen shot 10 of 16 and had 7 assists to help the Irish reach the Final Four for the 5th consecutive year. The other 2 regional finals set for tonight in the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, with the Final Four scheduled for next weekend. Well, the college basketball season in Iowa officially came to an end over the weekend when the Iowa Hawkeye women lost to 6th-ranked Baylor 81-66 in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Women's Tournament in Oklahoma City. It was the Hawkeyes' first trip to the Sweet 16 since 1996, and they closed the season with a 26-8 overall record, including 18-0 at home and a second-place finish in the Big Ten.
The whole season has been really one of those just magical seasons where, you know, you don't have a lot of problems. You know, we didn't have any injuries. We didn't have any off-court problems. We didn't have any on-court problems, really. I mean, it's, you know, disappointment not winning the Big Ten. Obviously, that was one of our goals. But other than that, I mean, it's been a group that you sincerely look to go to work every day.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who said it was an enjoyable team to coach.
You know, you talk about teams that are kind of like, you know, low-maintenance teams. You know, this has been like a no-maintenance team. I mean, they've just... easy to coach. They want to be there, you know, get in there and get extra shots up, work hard in the weight room. This group is bought into that. And so I'll always definitely remember this year. And one of the reasons is because of Sweet 16. And one of the reasons is because of this senior class.
With two good recruiting classes already lined up, the future of the program looks pretty bright.
I, you know, have to believe that a Sweet 16 appearance is good for recruiting. And I think the manner in which we play is good for recruiting, because I think people want to be a part of our team. the way that we play, the way that we score, the way that we assist, the way that we have great teamwork, and our kids just, you know, how happy they are and how joyful they are to play the game. I mean, who doesn't want to play with that?
The Hawkeyes again, 26-8, finishing up the women's basketball season. Alabama football coach Nick Saban has dismissed Jonathan Taylor from the team following a second domestic violence arrest of the defensive lineman's college career. Saban announced that decision a day after Taylor was arrested when a woman reported that she was assaulted by her boyfriend. Taylor signed with the Crimson Tide about 6 months after his dismissal from Georgia following his arrest in a girlfriend's assault. In racing, Denny Hamlin passed teammate Matt Kenseth for the lead with 28 laps to go, and he went on to end Toyota's 32-race winless streak in the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Martinsville Speedway. The driver for Joe Gibbs Racing held off a 5-lap bumper-to-tail challenge from Brad Keselowski for his 25th career victory and his 5th at the smallest and oldest track in the Premier Series. Pole sitter Joey Logano finished 3rd, followed by Matt Kenseth and David Ragan. The race also ended Kevin Harvick's streak of top 2 finishes at 8, 3 shy of Richard Petty's record. Harvick finished in 8th place yesterday. In golf, Jimmy Walker birdied the 16th and 17th holes in closing out a 4-shot victory over Jordan Spieth in the PGA's Texas Open. The San Antonio native closed with a 2-under-70 for an 11-under total in his hometown tournament. Walker won the Sony Open in Hawaii by 9 shots in January and has a tour-best 5 victories over the past 2 seasons. FedEx Cup champion Billy Horschel was 3rd at 4-under, shooting 71 in his final round. As we get closer to opening of the baseball season, some notes from spring training. Zach McAllister and T.J. House have won the 2 open jobs in the Cleveland Indians starting rotation. Manager Terry Francona told those pitchers on Sunday before House started an exhibition against the Chicago White Sox. The left-handed House and McAllister will follow Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco, and Trevor Bauer in the rotation that the Indians hope can keep them in contention this season. Oakland Athletics outfielder Josh Reddick says he won't be ready for opening day because of his injured oblique. He'll start the season at Class A Stockton for a brief injury rehabilitation assignment and plans to be activated by the 6th game of the regular season. And Henderson Alvarez has been picked to start the Miami Marlins opener against the Atlanta Braves on April 6th. He went 12-7 with a .265 earned run average for Miami last season. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648. Or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.